Listen to a discussion in an education class.
Okay, up until now, we've been discussing the questions we as teachers construct for our students in order to encourage their thought process. But today, I want to look at the issue of asking questions from a different direction. Now, young children are full of questions. But once they're in the school system, the role reverses and the teacher becomes the primary questioner. Now, according to various studies, teachers ask between 300 and 400 questions a day in the average elementary school. Unfortunately, as children get older, they stop asking their own questions. By the time students are in a university, well, last week, I walked out of the elementary literacy course I teach feeling kind of discouraged because not one of my students had asked me a question. Did they know it all, and consequently, was I wasting my time and theirs? Were they so lost that they found it impossible to ask questions? Was I such a great lecturer that they understood everything perfectly? What is it that keeps students from asking questions? Anybody? Annie?
Well, you know, I think it's hard for us to admit in front of our classmates that we don't understand something. I mean, nobody wants to feel stupid.
So, in other words, you look around at your classmates and think everybody else understands this, so I must be a real idiot?
Well, sometimes I think that, even though I know that if I don't understand a concept, well, probably several of my classmates don't understand it either.
Okay, what Annie is describing is the primary negative pressure that we as teachers need to constantly try to help students overcome. So, let me write that on the board. Negative pressures. And for item number one, I'll write the fear of appearing stupid. Okay. Can you think of other factors that keep students from asking questions?
Well, maybe this is another aspect of feeling stupid, but I think class size counts. This is a small class and we all know each other. I don't feel as intimidated asking a question in front of a small group of people I trust.
You know, I can see why Tony might think class size is relevant to feeling stupid, but I think there's more to it than that. I mean, well, when you ask a question in one of the large lecture halls, sometimes you have to repeat it several times 'cause the professor can't hear you, and, well, that is embarrassing.
Yeah, and sometimes a question is asked that the professor heard, but the students in the back of the class couldn't hear, and so the professor's answer is meaningless.
Okay, so in other words, large class size discourages meaningful dialogue, both in terms of the room size and the number of students. I'm going to write this as large class size pressure. Lisa.
It's not just large class sizes that make one feel uncomfortable. Sometimes it's more difficult to ask a question, just because everyone knows everyone else. But lost in the crowd, it might, in fact, be easier to talk.
Okay, I can see that. So, let me erase large. There, class size pressure. Anything more to add?
Time pressure.
Time pressure? Can you expand on that?
Professor Clarkson.
Professor Clarkson? I seem to have missed the joke.
Professor Clarkson is sort of the epitome of time pressure.
Yeah, he dashes through his lectures like, well, as if he were trying to cram the entire field of child development into one class session.
Yeah, it's like he doesn't even stop to breathe. I feel intimidated about stopping his lecture with a mere question.
Okay, I think we have two negative pressures going on here. Time pressure, as Lisa said, and personality. A teacher's personality seems to deter students from asking questions.
It's not exactly personality. I mean, Professor Clarkson is a really nice man and a good lecturer.
Okay, but isn't it the signal he sends of being in a hurry that keeps you from asking questions?
Yes, but, well, when someone does get the courage to ask Professor Clarkson a question, he never gives the impression that his time is being wasted. I think the type of teacher personality that keeps students from asking questions is, well, Sometimes a teacher makes a sarcastic joke at the student's expense.
Okay, so you do agree that personality may keep students from asking questions, even though you don't think it applies to Professor Clarkson. So, personality. Does anyone have any more to add? No? Okay, so now I'd like you to split into groups of three. In your groups, I'd like you to discuss possible ways teachers can promote question asking in the classroom. Now, keep in mind the negative pressures we've discussed. Oh, and by the way, there are other pressures that were not mentioned, but I think you'll come up with them in your discussions. I'll ask you to share your thoughts in, say, 20 minutes.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 12. What is the discussion mainly about? 13. Why does the professor say this?
Did they know it all? And consequently, was I wasting my time and theirs? Were they so lost that they found it impossible to ask questions? Was I such a great lecturer that they understood everything perfectly?
14. Listen again to part of the discussion. Then answer the question.
Well, maybe this is another aspect of feeling stupid, but I think class size counts. This is a small class and we all know each other. I don't feel as intimidated asking a question in front of a small group of people I trust.
You know, I can see why Tony might think class size is relevant to feeling stupid, but I think there's more to it than that. I mean, well, when you ask a question in one of the large lecture halls, sometimes you have to repeat it several times 'cause the professor can't hear you, and, well, that is embarrassing.
What can be inferred about the students? Fifteen. Why does Lisa mention Professor Clarkson? 16. In the discussion, the professor elicits different reasons why students don't ask questions. Indicate whether each of the following is one of the discussed fears. 17. Listen again to part of the discussion, then answer the question.
In your groups, I'd like you to discuss possible ways teachers can promote question asking in the classroom. Now, keep in mind the negative pressures we've discussed. Oh, and by the way, there are other pressures that were not mentioned, but I think you'll come up with them in your discussions.
Why does the professor say this?
By the way, there are other pressures that were not mentioned.